This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Star Off Machine and cuts from their forthcoming CD, Wake Me Up. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Still looking for that blue jean, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today I'm pleased to be welcoming back a band that we first showcased all the way back in 2008. The band I'm talking about is Star Off Machine, and back in 08 they released their debut CD, Burn This. Now they're on the verge of releasing their long-awaited follow-up, Wake Me Up. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Robin and Greg of Star Off Machine regarding their latest release, and you're going to hear all that in just a few minutes. From their forthcoming CD, Wake Me Up, here is Star Off Machine with Left Behind.
Rusted and faded. From their forthcoming CD, Wake Me Up, that was Star Off Machine with Left Behind. Check out the band at their official website, www.stofma.com, or Stofma, if you wish. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Robin Charlotte and Greg Tuttle of Star Off Machine regarding their forthcoming release and why they've been out of the limelight for a little bit, and here's how the interview went.
You guys are back with a brand new single, and how does it feel being back with this one new song?
Oh, you know, it's fantastic. We're really excited to be back. We spent a lot of time in the studio. Obviously, you know, we had a couple of setbacks within the band. There was a couple of illnesses that took about a year of time to kind of get through and work through, but everybody's in top-notch condition now. And, during that time, we spent time writing, getting into the studio, networking, and now we're just preparing for the launch of the new record in late September.
I see. And who all is helping you behind the controls of this for this new album? Who's producing it with you guys?
Wes Gear was the original founder of the band Head PE. Also was touring with Korn for their most recent album. What was the name of that album?
A Narcissistic Cannibal.
Yeah. And we had approached him because we loved his style, and we'd ran into him and we talked about this project. He said, "Well, hey, let's do a few songs together." We said that sounds fun to us, and the next time we talked to him and said, "You know, let's not do a few songs together. Let's do a whole album." And he was a little trepidatious at first, but he got to hear the material. We started into pre-production, started working on it, and booked some time over at the Village Recorder and started just kind of getting to work on, and things quickly escalated from there.
And 2008 to 2013, I mean, that's quite a lick of time. And so what's been the reaction so far with this new single and, you know, news of you guys, you know, out there again?
You know, we're getting some fantastic feedback right now. Everybody's seeming to love it. We've definitely got a bit of a new sound and a new edge about us. We're really happy to present that. Being able to work with the team that we got to work with on this record really, really helped that out in a big way. And, it's being received really well. We're really excited to really get this material out there and start pushing it hard.
And you talked about illnesses and things that have prevented you guys from, you know, doing any work for the past few years. What were some of these, you know, condition? What were some of these illnesses?
One was I had a tumor, which was called a cholesteatoma in my right ear, which was something that I've always dealt with since I was a little kid. And over time, I didn't really get it taken care of, and it got to a point where I had to address the issue and get everything sort of removed and back on, you know. So I was on good standing, and it took a little while on my end, and that was the first one. It was me.
Yeah, you know, and the issue with that, too, is being a rock and roll drummer and replacing your ear, so to speak. Can't be around loud noises for some time while that heals up, that we had quite a bit of downtime from that. But as soon as we got through that hardship, I myself came down with an issue with my pancreas, which landed me in the hospital on three different occasions. And it's been a hell of a healing process just coming back from that. And that took us down for quite some time too. So we just got dealt a couple blows real fast back to back, really set things back. You know, probably 12 to 18 months of us just having downtime, and that was kind of hard to claw back from.
But you have this new album that you're going to be dropping in September, so talk about how you feel it's different from the previous release. What do you think sets it apart?
It's got more of an edge to it, you know, and I think we have to hand that over to the production team we worked with, and going through that phase in a different style of production added a little more of an edge to everything, and there's definitely some darker subject matter going on with it. So it's definitely going to be a little more impactful for a lot of our listeners out there.
And last time I spoke with you, I asked about the songwriting process within the band. Has it stayed the same, or has it changed because of everything, or talk about how you approached the songwriting for this forthcoming album?
Songwriting, interestingly, we pretty much still the same method, where we'll have an idea, we'll come, you know, Tut and I will start on an idea, Tut and Aaron and I will then work on it some more, then we hand it over to Eric, so he can start laying down his vocal melodies to it. He'll completely destroy the song for us.
Ruined.
And then he'll bring it back and say, here's the hook, here's the melody line, now let's take what's left of it and put it together. And that's where the magic happens, because with his vocal style, and then with the edge that we're adding to it, once it's all polished and put together, it turns out really, really nice. And when I told you that when Wes said, let's do a few songs and see how it turns out, and we said, well, let's do a full album, we quickly had to take the three songs we had ready to go and polish up seven up the course of about 3 weeks. So it really, really tested us in how fast we can put together what we feel to be top-notch, perfect worthy. Really pushed us.
Quite an experience.
Oh, yeah.
And just because it's been such a long time, talk about some of the other members of the band and what it is you all think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
You know, I believe with, you know, since we've talked to you last, we actually did have a bit of a lineup change. We brought on a new bass player named Aaron Wilder, very, very solid bassist, came in. He actually had already known our material. He came in, and knew the songs like the back of his hand. It was very refreshing for us to have somebody come in with that type of drive and that type of dedication and fans coming and knowing the material. You know, it was really a breath of fresh air having him come in and really to start moving forward with us in the songwriting process. So we did have that one change up in the band.
Really solidified the rhythm section with me, and it was really refreshing to be able to play with him and actually have just someone very solid, you know, playing along with you that's in the pocket, which really, I think, sets the tone. Writing, playing, everything. I think it's real important to have, you know, out of the gate.
Check out the band at their official website, www.stofma.com. Here is Star Off Machine with the title track of their forthcoming CD, Wake Me Up.
I think
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Mad Life, and their CD, 21st Century Megalomaniac. Some music is way too big for a mere EP, but there's nothing mere about 21st Century Megalomaniac, and Mad Life kicks this shit into the stratosphere with songs such as Just One Gun, Live and Die in Hollywood, and Still Alive. 21st Century Megalomaniac from Mad Life, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.madlifeofficial.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Star Off Machine and cuts from their forthcoming CD, Wake Me Up. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Robin Charlotte and Greg Tuttle of Star Off Machine regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And any plans to take this new material out on the road, or...?
We do have some plans. We're actually working on putting together a tour up and down the West Coast, possibly across the Midwest here when fall comes around in support of the record. We're working with the powers that be right now and trying to set up something feasible for all of us to hit the road and hit it hard and really get our name out there. Social network, obviously the way it is now, social media, we're able to really make those connections and see what's going to work out for us and get the advertising out there so people can start recognizing the name again.
And from this forthcoming album, I mean, you know, all we really know about is the single, what other songs off of it are you anxious to have people hear once it's out?
You know, with the songs we have out now, you know, we did release a single on Tuesday. We actually did leak out a single off this record a few months ago just to kind of start testing the waters with it. It was called Wake Me Up, which is the title track of the album, which kind of gave everybody a shock to what the new sound was going to kind of be like. And then with the song Left Behind that we just put out on Tuesday, gives you a whole different dynamic of a little bit more of in-depth of the darker tones that are involved in this. But there's some surprising tracks on this record that we never would have thought that we'd actually lay down in a studio. And I think everyone will know what we're talking about when they hear a song called Scars that's on there. It's actually completely, we're really excited to see what the reaction is to it because it's more of a party song and something with less dark subject matter than what's on the rest of the record. So it's definitely going to stick out. But we do have some great songs in there. There's a song called Blend, which is a little bit more of a ballad. We're actually working on putting together a music video for that, as well as the song Left Behind, which we're getting ready to release a video for. But, you know, every song is going to have its own special characteristics, and they should all be a treat. That's what we're hoping.
And it's got to feel like starting over a little bit. I mean, does it feel that way, or does it feel like, you know, like this is definitely just a second album for you guys?
You know, it really does feel like a fresh start in a lot of ways, and the way we're approaching it is as if it's a fresh start. We're definitely kind of starting from the ground, building back up. Obviously, a lot of our fans, most of our fans have stuck with us throughout this whole time, even with the downtime. When you're looking at practically a year and a half of downtime, you start really losing some people that were following you, but being out of our hands, getting back in there and really start pumping in new material out there and getting out there in a much larger way, we are expecting this reboot, if you will, to be, you know, much bigger and better than it was back with Burn This. We're expecting some pretty big things.
And once the album's out, what would each of you like someone to come away with once they've heard it?
Yeah, that is a good question. You know, I really hope that people recognize the hard work that was put into it, the talent and the production quality, because that was something that we really wanted to do. We really pride ourselves in everything that we do. We do not settle for anything less than perfect. We really do work with the best people we possibly can get in touch with, go to the nicest studios. You know, and anymore the way it is now, a lot of bands, and it makes it a lot easier with this type of software that's out there to be able to record these albums in your basement or in your garage and have a really great product. But getting out there into some, you know, with some real talented individuals and being able to put together your vision and make it sound as professional as possible, you know, for the position that we're in, for the type of band we are, and having that level of production is really what I'm hoping people recognize and seeing that we do take this seriously, we do care about it, we put our heart and souls into this, and hopefully that really translates well across the listeners.
And once this album is out there, what's going to be next for the band?
You know, we're actually going to be, as soon as this record is out and before then, we've already started working on some new material, and I think what our game plan is going to be is to start putting together songs and having them produced and put together on more of a micro level. In other words, we'll start probably putting more singles out rather than full record releases. It seems the industry has moved that way quite a bit in the last 4 years or 5 years, and you know, that's really what people want. Obviously, we'll compile them all together into full albums, and we'll still do those. We'll probably be focusing more on the quality of putting out singles and really pushing those. It just seems that would just be a better approach. And the way it is now with social media and the attention spans the way they are out there, it just makes more sense.
it seems like people just buy the singles anymore. I know I'm guilty of that in some regards. I'll find an album I like or something, and I'll grab the song only that I like off the album. You know, so.
But we do love doing the full albums, and we're not going to ban it completely. I think that in between albums, we will be putting some singles out there and maybe some EPs.
Check out the band at their official website, www.stofma.com. Here is Star Off Machine with a cut from their 2008 CD, Burn This. Here is Almost. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Robin and Greg of Star Off Machine for their time and their music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.